I've got a really cool topic to talk about today, which is the uncertainty around AI and about the future of work. I talk to a lot of people that have a lot of concerns about AI and how they feel that their jobs for the future are in jeopardy. Welcome to Mindset Reinvented. Join me weekly as we unlock strategies to elevate every aspect of your life through the power of mindset. Whether you're feeling stuck or ready to level up, this episode will give you the tools to break through. If you enjoy the show, subscribe so that you never miss an episode. For me as an entrepreneur, I'm always looking for a way to leverage technology. So for me, AI, it's not just big, it's huge. And I got to tell you, I'm super excited about the possibilities. But I also know that not everyone feels the same way. The other day, I was chatting with a client and she works in customer service and was telling me about this new AI chatbot that her company introduced. And she was like, Jack, this bot can handle 80% of all customer inquiries. And what if it gets even smarter? Where will that lead me? What if they don't need me anymore? And I totally get it. Many others that I speak with are worried in the same vein. Now, I'm not in the same boat because I'm thinking about ways to leverage technology rather than worrying that it's going to replace me. But I can absolutely relate to the feeling of uncertainty, and it got me thinking, how many people out there are feeling the same way, wondering what it means for their jobs and their future? But then I started wondering, is this really how we should be looking at AI? Are we maybe, I don't know, thinking too small? So hear me out. What if instead of seeing AI as this job-stealing monster, we look at it differently? What if it's really not about AI versus humans, but AI and humans? I mean, if you really think about it, every time there's been a major technological shift, people have freaked out about their jobs disappearing. If you think about when cars came along, I bet there were a lot of worried horse and buggy drivers at that time. If you look back, did cars really destroy jobs? No. They created a whole new industry. So maybe we're looking at this AI thing all wrong. Maybe instead of worrying about what jobs AI might take from us, we should be excited about what new opportunities it might create. And you know, it reminds me of something a baseball coach used to say. Whenever he would face a really tough opponent on the field, he'd say, "It's all about mindset, kids. You can see them as unbeatable giants, or you can see them as a chance to up your game." And as I reflect on that, I think that's exactly what we need here, a mindset shift. So instead of a fixed mindset that goes, "Oh no, AI is going to take over everything," what if we adopt a growth mindset? So instead we say, okay, AI is changing the game. How can we change and grow with it? I'm seeing so many possibilities with AI. And it is not about replacing humans. It's really about enhancing what we can do. For example, in my own business, I use AI to handle some of the repetitive and mundane tasks that used to eat up so much of my time. For me, it's freed up some time to focus on some creative stuff and strategic thinking, you know, the parts of our work that really need that human touch. And I'm seeing this pattern across so many industries. But I know what you're thinking. It's all well and good for you, Mr. Entrepreneur, but what about for the rest of us? How do we feel differently about it? How do we change our mindset when we're genuinely worried about losing our jobs? And you know what? That is a super valid question. And I'm sensitive to the question. And it's one thing to talk about having a positive mindset, yet it's another thing entirely to actually do it when you're stressed out about paying the bills. So let's get practical for a minute. How we can actually develop this growth mindset, especially when it comes to AI, I've come up with a few ideas. So here we go. First up, you've got to stay curious. And I know it can be tempting to bury our heads in the sand and ignore all this high-tech AI stuff. But knowledge and taking action combined is the real power. The more we understand about AI, the less scary it becomes. And I know some companies who have started Tech Tuesday sessions where all the employees rally up in the conference room and they all explore new AI tools together. And it's amazing to see how people's attitudes change from being fearful to excitement as they start to understand and play with the technology. Second tip is focus on what makes you human, because all the skills that AI just can't replicate is what makes us unique. Things like emotional intelligence or complex problem solving, these are our superpowers, especially in the age of AI. And while we're looking at it, why not look for ways to work with AI rather than against it? You know, maybe there's a chance to use AI tools in your current job. Not only could you make your work easier, but it can give you valuable experience for the future. I've spoken with employees in marketing departments, and when AI first came out on the scene, there was some initial resistance, which I totally understand. But once they started to dig in and they noticed how it can help them generate ideas for campaigns, or it can help them analyze customer data in minutes instead of days, it was an absolute game changer. And these same marketing teams are coming up with more creative, data-driven campaigns than ever before. And speaking of the future, I think we should embrace this whole lifelong learning concept, because the world is changing fast. And the best way to keep us up to date is by keep learning. You can take an online course. That's a great move. Attending workshops, learning a new skill, heck, even hiring a coach. You might discover a passion that you never knew you had. You know, the other day, my buddy Chris was feeling a bit overwhelmed by this AI stuff. So he decided to take a course, and he signed up for this online training on AI basics. You know what was fascinating when I heard from Chris? He said to me, you know, Jack, that course was really fun. And he said, you know, a lot of the stuff went over my head, but when I went back over it a second time and a third time, it started to make perfect sense. And he started to feel more excited about his future than fearful. Can I let you in on a little secret? I mean, even in my life, I tinker around with quite a few AI tools to see what they can do. And it's not perfect. It is not perfect. But it has been quite amazing. It's opened my eyes to possibilities that I've never considered before. I know someone who uses AI to help with product design. And it's not about replacing their designers, not by a long shot. Just helps them iterate faster, come up with more options. It's like having a super smart brainstorming buddy that never gets tired. But I get it. I do. This AI stuff can be scary, especially if you're worried about your job. Future feels uncertain, and that's never a comfortable place to be. But I think it's important to remember to look at things through an adaptive lens, not a limited, focused one. The most important thing is that we're all in this together. None of us have it figured out, and none of us will have it all figured out. But we do need to take one day at a time. And remember that change has always been a part of human history. Our ancestors have faced the Industrial Revolution. They've faced the digital revolution. And you know what? They've adopted. And we're more resilient than we give ourselves credit for. So here's what I propose. Let's look at this AI thing, not with fear, but with curiosity. Let's see it not as a threat, but as a challenge, a chance to learn, a chance to grow, to become even better versions of ourselves. And maybe that means learning how to work alongside AI in your current job. Maybe it helps you develop new skills that can complement what AI can do. Or maybe it means taking the plunge and starting that business you've always dreamed about. And trust me when I say this, there has never been a better time to be an entrepreneur. You know, here's the thing. AI might be smart, but it's got nothing on the human spirit. Our creativity, our empathy, and our ability to adapt and grow, these, my friends, are our superpowers. And no AI can take that away from us. So what do you say? Are you ready to face this AI future head on? To see it not as the end of something, but as the beginning of something new and exciting. And I don't have all the answers, so I don't know what the future holds, but I do know this. Whatever comes our way, we've got this. We'll figure it out together, one step at a time. And you never know, maybe the next big AI breakthrough will come from someone who's listening to this podcast right now. Maybe it'll be you who figures out how to use AI to solve a problem that none of us have ever even thought about yet. So thanks for hanging out with me today and diving into this stuff. I find it fascinating. And if you've got any thoughts or questions about anything that I've discussed today, or just want to chat about it, let me know. You know where to find me, okay? I'm very accessible and very open to having conversations with any of you at any time. So remember, the future belongs to those who are ready to grow with it. Just don't forget that, okay? This is Jack Trauma signing off. Catch you soon, my friends. Be well.